JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 46, Reverberations After Shabbatai Tzvi.
After the debacle of Shabbatai Tzvi and the shock that it was engendered throughout the Jewish world, there naturally was a reaction. And the reaction was a witch hunt against suspected Sabbateans. In the early 1700s, there was a famous dispute between two great rabbis in Europe, a dispute that consumed the entire rabbinic establishment throughout the world. Rabbi Yonason Abishitz, who previously had been a rabbi in Prague, now was the rabbi in Altoona, Hamburg, and Wandsbek. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who was a printer, a publisher, a polemicist, a scholar, an author, he suspected Rabbi Yonason Abishitz of being a closet Sabbatean. Rabbi Yonason Abishitz distributed amulets. He was a Kabbalist. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that within the contents of the amulet were references to Shabbatai Tzvi, Sabbatean references. Rabbi Yonason Abishitz denied the charge. This, as I mentioned, consumed all of the rabbis. Everybody had to take sides. And this dispute, strangely enough, lasted till our time, even in the 20th century. There were scholars like Gershon Scholem of the Hebrew University who still maintained that Rabbi Yonason Abishitz was a Sabbatean. Most of Jewish historians are of the opinion that he was not a Sabbatean. But this was an example of what happens. When a witch hunt begins, then a lot of people get caught in it that have really no place there. They get trapped in the machine of fanaticism. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden also opposed Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, the famous Ramchal, who would later write the Mesilat Yeshorim, the great work of Jewish ethics. But the Ramchal also was a Kabbalist, and he was disapproved in the climate of the time by rabbis in Italy, where he was born, and then in France, and then finally in Holland, where he came and was a lens grinder. And he was so hounded that he fled Europe, and he came to the land of Israel. As soon as he came to the land of Israel, he and his wife and his family were consumed by a typhus epidemic, and he died at a very early age. So we have examples over and over again of how people renounced their belief in others because of the Sabbatean debacle. What about the belief in the Messiah itself or in Messianism? This took almost a fatal blow because of what happened with Shabbatai Tzvi. Thank you for watching, my friends. I'm Beryl Wein.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.